Listening Library presents The Fall of Fergal, or Not So Dingley in the Dell, The First Unlikely Exploit, by Philip Ardagh, read for you by Joel Barrett.
As far as I'm aware, I'm Philip Ardagh. There's one thing we need to get straight before any of us get started, and that is this. No matter where you think the events in this book took place, you're wrong. Plain and simple, no room for argument. Just because I have the McNally speaking English, it doesn't mean they're from an English-speaking country. If you're listening to a translated version of the book, it doesn't mean they actually spoke the language you're hearing either. No, the events in this book took place somewhere none of you has ever been. How can I be sure? Because I'm the author, that's how, and we'll hear no more about it. Discussion closed. And as for the McNally's names, I know they're strange, but I can't go and change them just to make you happy. Now can I? That's what they're called, so you'll have to live with it. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this.
Marley was dead to begin with. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail. From A Christmas Carol, by Charles Dickens. Chapter 1. The very last words young Fergal McNally heard in his life were, "Don't lean out of that window!" The very last sounds were probably the air whistling past his sticky-out ears as he fell the 14 stories, the honk of traffic horns below, getting nearer and nearer.